Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And our newest season digs into the power struggles within OpenAI, culminating in Sam Altman's shocking firing. Make sure to listen to Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. It's a series of high watermarks. There's a beautiful scene in Hunter S. Thompson's dark memoir, Fear and Loathing, in Las Vegas. He talks about how just outside Las Vegas, in the shadow of the lights of the strip and the noise of the casinos, it's possible to just barely discern the high watermark of the idealism of the 60s, which had by then given way to the indulgences and the selfishness of the 70s. This is an interesting way to look at history, instead of some march of progress, as a kind of series of peaks and valleys, crests and crashes. For instance, historians often date the Antonine Age, the time of Marcus Aurelius, as the high watermark of the empire. What followed was the decline and fall of Rome and eventually the Dark Ages. The Renaissance, where a lot of ancient philosophy was rediscovered, was a kind of high watermark. Conversely, the 4 years of the Confederacy from 1861 to 1865 was the high watermark of slave power and white supremacy and oligarchy in the United States. The Nazi regime was a high watermark of evil, which crested with the Holocaust. The question today, the thing we have some control over with our own choices and actions, is what kind of wave we're in. Will 2020 be the high watermark of incompetence and dysfunction, which eventually breaks, giving way to a new era of collectivism and collaboration? Or are we, in fact, in the middle of a receding tide now, the decline of the post-war world order, and the prosperity that emerged after World War II and was confirmed after the collapse of communism? Well, it all depends. Depends on you. Depends on us. Remember, the Stoics thought that history was the same thing happening over and over again. Marcus tried to get perspective by zooming out, by connecting to the rhythm of timeless events. At the same time, he did see it as his duty to try to lead the country in the right direction. He tried to make a difference. He wanted his reign, his life, to contribute to a moment of goodness, knowing it would still eventually be punctuated by reaction and regression. So what will it be today? What will you do? Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy. happy.
Egg.